The Baker administration says it's working with a state attorney general to appeal a judge's ruling on Governor Baker's vaping products ban. The judge ruled the ban cannot cover medical marijuana vaping, as only state cannabis regulators can control that. Today, marijuana advocates try to convince the State Cannabis Control Commission to not enact its own ban on medical marijuana vaping. Among those advocates is Marion McNabb, CEO of the Cannabis Community Care and Research Network, a Worcester-based cannabis advocacy group, who joins us now via Skype. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having us, Bob.
So you surveyed 150 Massachusetts residents about the vaping ban and how it's affected their health, but not all the people you surveyed were actually medical marijuana vapers. We should point out to our listeners that this was not a scientific survey, as you asked people to participate over social media. But from your point of view, just the same, what was the most striking finding?
Most striking finding is that some of these respondents are reporting that the ban is having negative impacts on their health. And it's just important to understand that while we do, the ban is intended to really ensure that, you know, folks don't have access to contaminated products. This ban actually has caused some to seek illicit products on the market because they didn't have access to regulated products.
The state announced another vaping-related death, this time of a Worcester man in his 50s who said he vaped both nicotine and THC. How do we know that vaping THC is safe?
So we don't know yet. What we know is that there are some contaminants in vaping products, whether that's THC or nicotine, that are causing some of these illnesses. And so I think what's important is to continue the case finding that's happening with the state here and also the reporting system, and increase our testing of those products that are available on the unregulated market to understand what those additives that are in these THC and nicotine vapes, what's really causing the problem.
So if you're on the other side, someone might hear what you just said and say, well, then it makes sense for the vaping ban for medical marijuana to stay in place until we know what's causing this.
Actually, Massachusetts has the highest vaping and cannabis testing standards in the nation. So we're pretty confident here that all of those products, THC products that have been tested in the regulated market have been tested for heavy metals and pesticides, and so are much safer than those that are on the unregulated market that are not tested for pesticides.
But it's still killing. But it's still apparently killing people.
Yes, there is killing people. However, there's no deaths been reported about tested and regulated products on the market. So, in effect, it's much safer if you have regulated tested products on the market. But if you remove those, then you're removing the option for patients to access those tested products and seek those on the unregulated market.
So, from your point of view, the problem then is possibly that vapers are using untested products.
That's what I believe, yes. So, I believe in the CDC and others are pointing to the fact that a lot of the problems are coming from the unregulated market. So therefore, the ban here in Massachusetts on highly regulated tested products is really not allowing those. It's pushing people back to the illicit market and not giving access to those tested products, which are safe.
Your group sent a letter to cannabis regulators in the state to advocate for lifting the ban on THC vaping for medical marijuana patients. Explain your reasoning.
We are calling for the Cannabis Control Commission to lift the ban for medical cannabis patients and for adult use vapes, given the high testing standards, and then also gave a number of other recommendations that involve discussing with the laboratories right now to see what they're finding in unregulated vapes as contaminants, as among other public health recommendations.
And the recommendations you've outlined for the commission also include a suggestion for better monitoring and regulating THC use.
Absolutely. We recommended in the future to implement secret shopper programs where you could have these vapes regularly tested ongoing to make sure there were no contaminants. We also suggested an innovative vape buyback program and other citizen-based reporting systems to engage really the public in trying to address this outbreak and get rid of what's on the unregulated market and push consumers back to the safe, tested, regulated cannabis market.
So given all this, Marion, I'm wondering what you expect the State Cannabis Control Commission to do today. Are you hopeful they'll lift the ban, or are you saying to yourself, we're going to make this argument and they're still not going to lift the ban?
Well, we're hopeful they'll lift the ban, at least for medical cannabis patients. And we're also hopeful that they will consider some of these thoughtful public health recommendations for increased surveillance in the future and higher testing. You never know what the commission will vote on since it's a 5-person commission. But we're grateful at least they took our suggestions, and we'll see what they come up with today.
Marion McNabb, CEO of the Cannabis Community Care and Research Network in Worcester, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.